I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We were just talking during the update. When's the last high-profile Detroit sports athlete to switch their jersey? Because we're seeing it right now with the Lions. J-Mo is moving from 9-1. Jahmyr Gibbs is going from 26-0, yeah, among a bunch of other Lions who are switching jerseys. You see this with guys who are maybe lower on the depth chart, switching jerseys, but stars typically hold that jersey for their whole career. It's changing slightly in the NFL, John.
It is changing, and I think it's disappointing when families or individuals shell out a lot of money, because these jerseys are not cheap. We've, you know, thought about it for Christmas presents, mm-hmm, where, you know, because the kids, obviously, they knew Aiden at Michigan, and when he went to the Lions, they won an Aiden Hutchinson jersey. To try and find a 97, and by it's a major investment, and then all of a sudden, now Aiden's not changing his number, but then all of a sudden, your kids are wearing this jersey, and now the 26 is no longer relevant. Do they still want to wear it, or are they sitting there begging? I want a zero. Give me a zero, Dad.
And I got to buy two jerseys.
Yeah, and the other one is just never going to see the light of day. It's you're mowing the lawn.
That seems so crazy. Do any of these players that switch numbers ever do, this might be unheard of, like a jersey
swap,
trade-in day, or like bring in your old jersey and we'll give you a discount on the new number?
You know, I heard of one of those one time. I can't place it, but I do believe it's happened before, but it's a little bit earlier. Now, okay, these guys aren't old, but they're 2 years in, and J-Mo's 3 years in. So So I had this situation when I was at Michigan. I was obviously 77. That most people around here remember my Michigan days. And then when I went to Washington, I was 76. Trey Johnson had 77, who was my guard. After year two, he left in free agency to go to Cleveland. So 77 opened up, and they came to me and said, hey, do you want 77? I thought about it for a little while because I really liked it. But I was like, you know what? I'm 2 years in, going into my third year. People in Washington know me as 76. They've bought jerseys. I'm not going to make that change. And I ended up being 76 my entire career there. When I came to, you know, Detroit, Backus had it. And so I was going to go to 69. It was available. But my wife at the time said, she didn't like that. There were signs.
What would your wife say now?
Trust me, it would be a no as well. Yeah. And so I went with 68.
So you guys just told my kids, I think they're listening. It's a very challenging time for them to listen because they're going to school, my oldest.
It's not on the car all the time?
You guys, I know. You guys literally just told them that their Gibbs jersey is now
irrelevant.
It's not obsolete.
It's irrelevant.
I think it's kind of cool.
I still think you can sell it as I was in from the get-go.
I was a real Gibbs fan.
I was a true Jahmyr Gibbs fan, rocking the 26. So I bought him before he was this dominant player.
They got the black 26 too. Now, I don't know how they're going to take this, but man, they might be throwing a fit in the van right now. Kelly, who knows?
They're probably sitting there saying, Mom, we need a new jersey.
You know, I don't.
I think you should get one.
I don't care for this in general. I kind of get J-Mo's because that was his college number. Mm-hmm. I don't like that Terrion Arnold went away from zero. Maybe he did it because he had zero interceptions. He doesn't want that to be on his shoulders.
I'm more surprised that J-Mo did it because remember he called Stafford and talked about wearing nine.
Does this mean the Lions are going to retire it then?
Oh, boy. Maybe that's the whole thing.
He'll
be there. Jim will be there.
Yeah. Sure.
All-time leader in all these categories.
Yeah. No, maybe 16 will go to nine now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fan those flames. You're right. There's
a great troll move.
Oh, my God. You're right about the trickle-down, though. Terrion Arnold. People got excited about him. He was likable as a rookie. They may have bought his jersey. That's another guy. He's going to be six now moving forward.
Now, did he do that for pick six?
That'd be
I'm
cool.
I'm just kind of wondering why.
Well, because what's the reasoning? Yeah, but it's like J-Mo's we get. Was Jameer zero at any point?
I don't think so. And I'm not crazy about the number zero for a running back. That's going to be kind of weird.
Well, I'm less crazy about the single digits for the defensive lineman. Like, and I always go back to Trevor Price. Trevor Price was eight. And it just seemed really weird. And I know they all are trying to go to, you know, the single digits up front. We've seen fives and we've seen, you know, twos. And I just think it's weird to see it on a big body.
Gibbs wore one in college.
He wore one, so he's going to zero. So I don't understand. I know that there's an attraction to zero. Mikey Samristil went to zero when he was at Michigan when they first made it legal in college football.
Terrion Arnold wanted zero. He did the whole sub-zero branding. That's the thing. When you get drafted and you play, in Gibbs' case, more than a season in that jersey, you get known as that.
Yeah.
That becomes your branding. You keep that and you make it your own and you build a legacy and you hope everybody's wearing 26s forever. We don't have a lot of Detroit athletes that have made this kind of change.
I'm curious for those fans that are out there, what is it, if you own a 26 or you own a 9, are you still going to wear it to games or are you going to actually spend the money and go out there and get the new jersey?
You have to wear it to games still.
There's no shame in wearing a 26.
Oh, I'm not going to shame the fans. It's not on the fans.
But jerseys are expensive.
Yeah. So if you trust me, if you want to wear a 26, if you want to wear a 9 to the game, I fully support that. I think it's great. I'm just curious because I don't own one of those jerseys. I don't plan on owning one of those jerseys. But if you do, what was your reaction when you heard this news? And maybe you've thought about it and you've calmed down a little bit, but what was your initial reaction?
Your reaction or your kids' reaction? Maybe they're yelling and screaming in the car right now.
Yeah, yeah.
248-539-9797.
It could be different, yeah. Especially, you know, because there are a lot of Jameer Gibbs fans, especially after what he did, you know, the last couple of years, but especially last year, he was dynamic. And a lot of people think he could be, or already is, one of the top two running backs in the NFL.
Saquon being one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there.
Sure.
If he had the workload of Saquon, his numbers may have been better than Saquon's.
Yeah, if he didn't have to share with David Montgomery.
For a stretch of the season. Yeah, and we saw when Montgomery went out that Gibbs more than handled the workload and looked like a star.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's people that have fallen in love with Gibbs. J-Mo, too, though. People have really stuck up for this guy. They feel defensive and protective over him because they think he's a good person and has gone through some headaches and self-inflicted headaches, but they've got his back. And I bet you some people did go out and buy a number 9 jersey to shout out and stand up for J-Mo. Are you going to buy a 1 now? How do you feel about it if you have any of these jerseys? 248-539-9797. I would think you'd want to keep your jersey and build your legacy there. It does happen, though, where guys get traded and this happens, where it's just not possible. The jersey's retired somewhere.
Right.
But I'm still... And it's
but you go to a new city and
you reset your brand.
You reset your brand.
It's early in the morning. I may be missing one. Do we have a high profile? Can someone text in a high profile Detroit athlete that switched their jersey?
Well,
because I'm going through our great... We see the Hockey Town jerseys behind us here at Hockey Town Cafe. Like, Lidstrom was 5. It's famous. He wanted 9 when he got here, and someone had to tell him that's Gordy's number. But he wore 5 the whole way. Yzerman was 19 the whole way. Go through Fedorov, 91. Zetterberg, Datsyuk, 13, 40. High profile athletes typically don't change him. Like, I'm like Cabrera, 24 his whole time here. Who else is on the wall over here? You don't see many of them. And I could just be missing a super obvious one, but we typically don't see it.
So I do know that, who was it? What's his name? Who was the defensive back? I'm trying to pull up the that we drafted from Ohio State, 3 overall.
Okuda.
Oh, Jeff Okuda. He changed his number.
He did. I said high profile.
Right. Yes. Well, he was high profile, not in the right way.
Which good athlete?
Good high profile. Yeah.
Successful big right. stars that
and,
have
and
done
I think
this.
The rebranding for him, or I call it rebranding, the change of number was more probably I want a fresh start. I want to start things over. I want to come out as a different player than what you knew early in his career.
Like it'd be,
year one.
It'd be odd if Cade suddenly switched from two. He got special permission to wear two. It'd be weird if he suddenly said, I'm 25. Like, okay.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We don't see it all that often. We have a couple phone calls to get to. Tyler and Macomb, you're up first. Tyler, good morning. Happy opening day.
Hey, happy opening day, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, so my fiance bought me a 26 Gibbs jersey for my birthday, which was like right after the season ended. So I haven't even got a chance to wear that yet. So I'm stuck with it now. I got to wear it for her.
What was your initial reaction when you saw the news that he was going from 26 to zero?
Well, you guys broke the news to me actually also this morning. I was a little bit pissed, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
you can still wear the 26, though.
You can still wear it, yeah.
Don't feel like you're going
to. You got it right after the season, and you hadn't had a chance to wear it to the game yet. I get that. Still got the receipt for it?
Yeah, it was like literally a week after the season ended. But, I mean, honestly, I think the number zero looks kind of dumb anyway. So,
I don't love zero either.
This could be not – it would be an opportunity for either Gibbs, J-Mo, or whoever else is changing their number, but – for any of the local sports stores. You know, hey, bring in your 26 and we'll give you 26% off of the zero.
I think that's a great idea. I highly doubt it will happen because it's all about the money.
All the local retailers, you're welcome.
But I think it's awesome.
Yes. But I guess you don't want to go. I mean, you'd rather have 26% off than 9%.
With J-Mo?
Yeah, maybe you go 90%. Hey. You get a swap. Got to unload this new merchandise that we have.
And if Jameer switches again, you can get 0% off the purchase of his third jersey.
Yes.
Back to the phones we go, where we have Dan in Clinton Township. Dan, good morning. Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good.
Could be better.
Could be better. What's that?
I got two Gibbs jerseys, Williams jerseys, and my kid bought me the Gibbs jersey last year for Christmas, so he's all bummed out because he spent all that money, his earned money, just to buy me a Gibbs jersey, but oh well. But yeah, I'll still wear the 26. I'm not going to buy another jersey. I bought enough.
If you want to feel better, Ticket Textures have said it's vintage. It's cool.
Oh.
That's the spin. It's vintage.
I got two cool ones. I got a black one and a blue one.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm done buying jerseys unless I go to the second market and get the $30 ones, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Because what's a jersey? You said you've recently bought these. What'd the jersey run you, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, he's gone. I mean, they're a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, that's the
minimum.
Oh,
they are?
Oh, yeah.
That's even more than I was thinking. Oh,
they
my
are.
Gosh.
If you want to get an original and you go to any of the sports stores, you want to get an original, it's gonna cost you a couple hundred bucks.
Wow.
And so that was my initial reaction was, first of all, I don't think it's necessary. And if guys want to do it, then go ahead and do it. That's fine. But it just feels like that one was, I mean, they're putting a burden on the fans.
So NFL Shop St. Brown. I'm not going to look up Gibbs because I don't know if people are going to try to sell them cheaper. St. Brown is $130 for a St. Brown jersey, which is actually better than I thought.
Okay, that's
more manageable.
Wait, when you said 200 like that, that's a lot more than 130.
Yeah,
in my brain, I mean it is, but
yeah,
$130 is a lot of money too.
People were pointing out Rasheed Wallace switched his jersey 30 to 36.
Yeah,
and Ben Wallace, he left and came back and then switched his number.
Mm. Yeah,
but
well, Jordan did it.
Yes,
he went 23 to 45.
Yeah, and then yes. people have pointed out Kobe. I was stuck in Detroit athletes. Kobe's probably the most famous one.
Yeah,
but I think he was
distinct.
Well, but Kobe had like two distinct careers in those jerseys. Yeah. People forget about 45 Jordan. 45 Jordan doesn't get discussed. 8 and 24. Kobe had basically two different Hall of Fame careers in each jersey.
In each jersey, yeah. Yeah, what did the Hall of Fame do? Did they put up both jerseys?
What did Laker fans do? Did they stick with the original? Or eventually, he played long enough that you made
the move
over.
Yeah, he was so
beloved.
And maybe that's the case, especially with Jameer and with J-Mo, that, I mean, they are beloved athletes here in Detroit, even though their career is just getting started. And we hope for big things. Maybe this is early enough that it really won't matter.
If you bought one of these Gibbs jerseys or J-Mo jerseys or even a Terry and Arnold jersey, you wake up this morning, we hate to be the bearers of bad news, they're switching them. Your jersey is outdated. It's vintage. You can keep it. Don't worry about it. But if you are upset, we'll take those phone calls and ticket texts. We have AJ Hinch joining us at 8:02 today, Tigers opening day. It's 97.1.